Lee, 2-2, looking back, was that a just result?
Probably not. You know, we've had a mad 2 minutes where they've scored two goals, and you know, we found ourselves 2-1 down at half time, you know, where we've dominated for 44 minutes of it. So very, very disappointed to go in 2-1 down. Obviously things change and the second half changes a lot. They sit back and you know, we've got to try and break them down, and they're away from home, so they're going to defend even better than normally anyway. So you know, we've shown great character to get the goal at the end, so it feels like a victory at the end. But when you sit back and look at the overall game, you know, me and Jason are disappointed that we haven't collected the 3 points, but full credit to the boys.
Were you frustrated with giving a penalty away just after the restart? What could have been done better?
We started poor from the centre, and that's the, you know, that's the gist of it really. They've equalised through a goal that, you know, that's come off, I think, his shin in the bottom corner, and you know, the lads put their heads down, and you know, we started off then from our centre poorly. You know, and they've come straight back at us one ball, and it's a penalty. So, you know, we find ourselves 2-1 down when we're cruising in the game. So that was very, very disappointed. It was hard then to lift ourselves, and you know, even the lads as well at half time, because it was very, very disappointing. But we've come out, we was looking for an early goal, because you know, we was in there at half time thinking we're still going to win this game. So the goal didn't come in the second half, and you know, we've shown many times this season and since I've been here, when I, you know, first come 2 years ago, that we'll always battle, we'll always get to go to the end. You know, and we've scored a few late goals now, and it shows our fitness is good, it shows our character of the team's good, and you know, in the end, pleased obviously to get the point, but disappointed that we haven't got the 3 points when you look at overall.
The referee had quite an impact today. Do you think he should have had a penalty or two or three?
I think we should definitely have two. I think he got the Ben Milnes one right. I think Ben was already falling, and you know, I don't think he had to book him for diving, because I think he was already stumbling on his way through. But you know, the first half's blatant handball, the second one there as well. You know, it didn't happen. I think he got their one right. So you know, we've got no complaints on their penalty. We just didn't defend the ball properly. So you know, we was hoping he would even it up, but he didn't, and it took us, you know, a lot of character to get that goal at the end. But and it showed from all the players, you know, absolutely delighted to get the point today, because we battled well. I think we was fully in control, and maybe a few games ago we would have lost that today 2-1, you know, and it shows we've come a little bit further, we're getting better, and you know, in the end it's a good point, but you know, I'm still just a little bit disappointed that we didn't win the game.
And the way they had a player sent off in the 90th minute and then 8 minutes injury time added at the end of the game, it was almost as if the crowd could sense an equaliser, a goal coming. Does that translate onto the pitch?
It does, you know, and the fans were great at the end. They're, you know, the positive comments I was hearing from the side, which is good. You know, and it gets, that does, little things like that does get players going, and they might not think it does. You know, you hear some comments, some negative comments sometimes, and you know, they're fully entitled to their opinions, but during a game players pick up on that, and if they can stay with us, they see we'll put everything into it and we will keep going to that last minute.
And 3 games in November scheduled at the moment, starting with Solihull next Saturday.
Yeah, you know, it's a tough game, we owe them one. We've told the lads there we'll be working on Tuesday and Thursday, you know, and what we need to do to beat them. A little bit personal, because it was mine and Jason's first game in charge when we lost to them last season, and this season obviously they beat us when they was on their losing run. So you know, we'll be making sure the lads know that it's a massive game and we won't be underestimating them. We need to go there and set the record straight, because they come here and they play quite very, very well here, and we was very, very poor that day. So you know, it's going to be a tough game, but the lads need to know that we're going to be in for a tough game, and you know, we do owe them one.
And finally, a fans forum coming up?
Yes, yeah, we've got a fans forum on Wednesday evening. Me and Jason, and obviously the chairman and Neil. You know, everyone's welcome to come and ask any questions that they feel they might want to ask. So we'll be there. It's great, you know, it's great that we can get close to the fans and answer whatever they want to ask us. Me and Jason are very, very approachable. You know, and we're looking forward to that night. And everyone wants to be moving in the same direction. The chairman, Neil, myself, Jason, the players. We've transferred that onto the pitch as well, that we know how important this club is to people. And we're doing our utmost best to make sure we can improve that. And everyone needs to stick together, and I'm sure we'll get there.